Hey, Moncrief, this is Travis, and this is my Unifor podcast. A day late. So my favorite part about this unit was actually the Harkness that we did just yesterday, because it was actually about, like, the whole unit as a whole was a thing that I really liked to talk about, and I had a lot of ideas and things that I could say, so it was really fun to finally actually participate in the Harkness and not just talk for like 30 seconds that one time the last time we did it. And the part that I struggle with, apart from being able to turn things in on time, was actually the sketch map, because I wanted to put a lot of detail into the land borders, and because Russia is so big, I ended up focusing mostly on that, which made everything else have to be, like, microscopic, as we've both noticed. So for my why of the where, we're actually going to head back to what I mentioned in the Harkness yesterday with the fence that Russia is now building to separate annex Crimea from the rest of Ukraine. And that directly falls under Chapter 10's section of the categories of boundaries with the demarcated boundary. As demarcated boundaries are what are boundaries that are characterized by actual man-made objects like fences or walls or signs like that. So that plays back to our Harkness with Russia and Crimea and all that stuff, which is a real world and recent example of what we've just gone over. So the connection that I've made across all the three chapters is that first you have like the political map, which is where you can see all the borders of the countries and like how big they are and what their shapes are. And what decides those borders is what we go over in Chapter 10 with the like categories of borders and the theories of why countries get their borders and when they change or how they change. And those borders also play a role in Chapter 11, which is globalization, because those changing borders can either help globalization with like the economy or other like diplomacy, or when they're forcefully changed, like Russia and Crimea, then it can hurt globalization and cause more of a divide. And a connection I made to the classrooms were how our desks, they kind of have their own edges. I can kind of see that as those like open boundaries and delimited boundaries as they're just lines, and it's pretty obvious where they are and when you cross them, because we can have some territoriality with our own desks and treat them as like our own personal property, which some of us are keen to do, not naming any names. But yeah, so those desks can basically be considered states or and have boundaries themselves. All right, Moncrief, that does it for my Unifor podcast, a day late. I mean nothing. So, yeah, that's it.